This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some more of Wednesday's headlines, and we told you earlier about the situation in the high seas off the coast of Somalia with the American ship taken hostage by Somali pirates with U.S. military vessels on the way. We also explained that the Obama administration has offered direct talks with Iran in a multilateral format. And now we head to another issue in the Middle East, and that's Vice President Joe Biden welcoming home troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, after they had been serving their second deployment in Iraq over the past 3 years. Biden told the troops that most people have no idea about the extent of the sacrifice that military troops and their families are making.
When I say America owes you, and we owe you, to President Obama and me, these are not idle phrases. When we say we owe you, we mean it. We owe you.
Biden called a 15-month overseas deployment, quote, a lifetime, unquote. The vice president's own son, Beau, is on a tour of duty in Iraq right now. The vice president says U.S. troops are the bravest and best military force ever assembled. At the same time, Biden told troops that violence in Iraq, which had been in the hallmark several years ago, is being replaced by real progress there.
You set a country on a course that may affect the shape of the history of that region for a generation to come.
Meanwhile, U.S. national security is under scrutiny in another way. Cyber spies have reportedly hacked into the U.S. electricity grid, prompting concerns over the security of the nation's infrastructure systems. Reporter Lucy Kafanov has more from Washington.
The Wall Street Journal reports that foreign spies have infiltrated the U.S. electrical grid, planting software programs that could disrupt critical infrastructure systems in a time of crisis. They were believed to be on a mission to map out and navigate U.S. power, water, and sewage systems. The widespread intrusions appear to have taken place over a period of time and did not target any particular region or company. While authorities investigating the espionage have not found any immediate damage to U.S. systems, they did uncover software tools that could be used to destroy infrastructure components at a later time. The Chinese and Russian embassies in Washington denied any state involvement in the cyber attacks. Lucy Kafanov, Washington.
Turning to the economy now, and Wednesday on Wall Street saw stocks drifting a little bit higher. The Dow up 48 today to close at 7837, the NASDAQ up 29 to close the session at 1591, and the broader S&P 500 adding 10 points to finish at 825. Oil settled at $49.18 per barrel, up 23 cents from Tuesday's close. General Motors continues to work toward an end-of-May deadline to submit a new corporate viability plan to the federal government. However, General Motors Chief Executive Officer Fritz Henderson says the company hopes to avoid bankruptcy proceedings.
Bankruptcy is not our preferred option. It's still not our preferred option, but in order to achieve our goals, it might be necessary.
Henderson says if General Motors is forced into bankruptcy, he wants it to be well-organized and quick. He praised the Obama administration for lending GM several billion dollars to keep operating over the next 60 days. Henderson also complimented the White House Automotive Task Force, saying the group is very professional and hardworking in helping GM find its way out of the financial woods. He denied allegations that the task force has taken over GM. Henderson also had high praise for the leader of the United Auto Workers Union, saying Ron Gettelfinger is part of the solution, not part of the problem. Some of those later comments by Henderson follow reaction from critics of the Obama administration's handling of the automotive crisis, saying that the president should in no way be in a position to decide who leads a private corporation. There's also been many calls on Capitol Hill for the firing of UAW President Ron Gettelfinger. Meanwhile, saying Chrysler is working around the clock, the company's vice chairman says he's confident the automaker will have a done deal with Fiat by the end of the month. Jim Press made the remarks on the sidelines of the New York Auto Show. Press says Chrysler is working hard to stay out of bankruptcy, citing continuing dialogue with its stakeholders. He added the automaker is dealing with Fiat as if there will be no bankruptcy. The federal government has given the automaker until the end of April to finalize the deal with the Italian manufacturer. Chrysler has been running on $4 billion worth of emergency government loans. President Obama's auto task force has said it will consider additional investment of up to $6 billion if Chrysler completes the Fiat deal. Auto parts suppliers are in line for a boost from new programs started by GM and Chrysler. The Treasury says the effort will guarantee receivables owed to the suppliers for parts shipped to Chrysler and GM after March 19th. The Treasury Department pledged up to $5 billion last month to help the suppliers. Chrysler's plan will use $1.5 billion of a government credit line and $75 million of its own money as funding. GM will use $2 billion in funds from the government and $100 million of its own cash. Ford is not putting together such a program for suppliers. It's the only U.S. automaker operating without government money, and it says it has enough cash for its suppliers. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich told a University of Georgia audience Tuesday that the bailout of financial institutions is, quote, crony politics of the worst kind, unquote. Gingrich, who was a Georgia congressman for 20 years, says the expansion of government power is something that should bother everyone. Gingrich noted when he was Speaker of the House, he worked with President Bill Clinton to achieve a balanced budget. He added that was something no administration had done for many years, and no administration has done since. And making fast, affordable internet service available to everyone is the goal of a broadband plan the Federal Communications Commission is developing. USA Today reporting this plan is in response to the Obama administration's consideration of broadband as basic infrastructure, similar to electricity. Congress allocated more than $7 billion in economic stimulus funding for broadband deployment. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the Conscience Clause. We'll find out why many physicians across the country are worried a new Obama regulation will force them to provide treatment they find morally objectionable. Stay tuned.